This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Cabinet decides to urge vaccine producers and friendly countries to provide additional COVID-19 vaccines. Prime Minister Sharbat Udoba holds telephone conversation with his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi. Discussions help on strengthening bilateral relations. And 25 killed in a bomb explosion in Iraq's capital, Baghdad. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to call for the vaccine manufacturers and neighboring countries to avail more vaccines against COVID-19 in grant or through procurement. Government spokesperson and Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, said that the cabinet meeting held at Singha Darbar yesterday decided to call for the additional vaccines. Meanwhile, the cabinet also thanked the neighboring countries for providing essential medical supplies. The cabinet also decided to announce Sindhupalchuk and Manang districts as the disaster vulnerable zones till mid-October. The meeting also decided to grant public holiday on 21st of July on the occasion of Bakr Eid, the major festival of Muslim community. The cabinet further scrapped the appointment of 11 Nepali ambassadors to various countries made by the previous government. Government spokesperson also informed that the number of flights to India have been increased to 3 times a week from once a week. Prime Minister Sharbat Udoba has directed health officials to ease the vaccination campaign of the US granted Johnson & Johnson anti-COVID-19 vaccine. Inspecting the Jorpati-based orthopedic hospital yesterday, Prime Minister Udoba directed the health officials to make the vaccination process easy and smooth to the people. On the occasion, Prime Minister Udoba reiterated that his government's topmost priority was to ensure COVID-19 vaccines to all the people. Prime Minister Udoba also visited Trivandrum University Teaching Hospital, Maharajganj, Peer Hospital-based COVID-19 Central Unified Hospital and the Patan Academy of Health Sciences to oversee the vaccination drive. U.S. Ambassador to Nepal Randy Berry also joined Prime Minister Udoba while visiting several vaccination centers. Meantime, the Kathmandu Metropolitan City has begun administering the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine to people from 50 to 54 age group. The Metropolis has fixed 28 vaccination centers. During the 3-day campaign, persons with full and severe disabilities belonging to A and B categories, the refugees living in Nepal, and health workers who missed the previous campaigns would be vaccinated. The U.S. government had granted 1.5 million doses of Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine to Nepal under COVAX facility. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has assured early supply of COVID-19 vaccines to Nepal. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs informed that in a telephonic conversation with Prime Minister Sharbat Udoba yesterday, the Indian counterpart assured the COVID-19 vaccine supply to Nepal. On the occasion, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi also congratulated Prime Minister Udoba on his appointment to the post of Prime Minister. The Prime Ministers also expressed their desire to further strengthen the bilateral ties between the two countries. The Central Committee meeting of the CPM-UML has decided to endorse the 10-point proposal and implement it accordingly. UML party spokesperson Pradeep Gawali informed that the Central Committee meeting held at Lalitpur-based Tulsilal Memorial Academy decided to endorse the proposal after extensive discussion. The CPM-UML has also decided to ask for clarification from 22 lawmakers who cast a vote of confidence to Prime Minister Sharbat Udoba in the parliament yesterday. Party spokesperson Pradeep Kumar Gawali said the lawmakers who crossed the floor were asked to submit clarification by 24 hours. Party spokesperson Gawali added that the action against them would be forwarded after their clarification. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City has urged the educational institutions not to enroll students before results of the Secondary Education Examinations SEE. Education Department of the Metropolis has warned of stringent action against the educational institutions if they were found taking enrollment in grade 11 before the publication of SEE results. The educational institutions have also been asked to fix fees to be charged for grades 11 and 12 students as set by the National Examination Board. The Ministry of Health and Population has registered a total of 2,245 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal in the last 24 hours. Likewise, 1,258 people recovered yesterday, taking the total recoveries to 633,332. The recovery rate now stands at 94.7%. Meanwhile, 32 people succumbed to COVID-19 in the past 24 hours. With this, the total death toll due to COVID-19 has reached 9,582 in Nepal. According to Health Ministry data, a total of 23,334 people infected with COVID-19 are in home isolations, 2,503 in institutional isolation. Similarly, 564 infected people are reported to be in ICU and 155 in ventilator support. You are listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओए वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 हैश डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक आफ्टर द शॉर्ट ब्रेक वी कन्टिन्यू विथ द इन्टरनेशनल अपडेट्स नाउ At least 25 people have been killed and dozens more wounded in a bomb attack on a busy market in the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. The device exploded in a market in the northern Sadr city area as families prepared for the Islamic festival of Eid al-Adha on Tuesday. It was the deadliest bombing in Baghdad in 6 months. Islamic State group IS has claimed responsibility, saying one of its members detonated an explosive vest. The Iraqi government declared victory in its war against the Sunni Muslim jihadist group at the end of 2017. However, sleeper cells continue to raise a low-level insurgency in the country. I said it was behind a car bomb blast in April that killed 4 people at another market in Sadr city, which is predominantly Shia Muslim. In the U.S. state of Oregon, the nation's largest active wildfire has burned through more than 300,000 acres, prompting thousands of evacuations. Over 2,000 firefighters are tackling the so-called bootleg fire, one of the largest blazes in Oregon's history. Since starting on 6th of July, it has already scorched an area larger than the city of Los Angeles. It is one of more than 80 major fires raging across 13 U.S. states, spurred by heat waves and high winds. The Bootleg Fire, named after the nearby Bootleg Spring, has forced at least 2,000 residents from mostly rural areas to abandon their homes. At least 160 homes and buildings have been destroyed so far. Now, did you know where the forecast for the country for today? According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country and chances of heavy rainfall at few places of the Bagmati province, Gandaki province, Lumbini province and Far West province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 28.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 21.2 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Cabinet decides to urge vaccine producers and friendly countries to provide additional COVID-19 vaccines. Prime Minister Sherbhadu Deuba holds telephone conversation with his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi. Discussions help on strengthening bilateral relations. And 25 killed in a bomb explosion in Iraq's capital, Baghdad. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.